of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Lady Luck, who smiled upon all the ventures of Jungle Jim in the past, has apparently deserted him in this, his hour of need. Everything has gone against Jim in his fight to rid the Pagoan Islands of Karnak the Killer. Jim and Kolo have fallen prisoner to a tribe of headhunters in the pay of Karnak, and they are being marched to a mysterious rendezvous.
I hope we come to the village pretty soon, Kolo. We've been walking for hours, and this pack of mine is getting heavy.
Village must be hidden back in hills, Quan.
Too bad we can't talk their language. None of them even speak a little pidgin English.
They not even talk to each other, Tuan. You think they maybe take us right to Karnak?
That's what I'm hoping for, Kolo. I'd give a lot to get a good look at him. I think we'll see him. It'd be like him to have a well-protected hideout away in this hill country here. He's safe from everything but the air. And even airplanes would have a hard time sighting a village in this country unless they fly very low. Whist. Stop. Huh?
Something maybe happened now, Tuan.
Yes, they're getting ready to pull something. They're holding a conference. They're sending someone ahead for something, Kolo.
Maybe tell chief we come. Look, Tuan. He stop on top of hill. Make sign.
Yes, Kolo. He's signaling someone. Maybe the village is down there in the valley.
We find out quick, Tuan Jim. Native go again now.
Then guess we'll be able to see what's going on when we get to the top of the path.
What if natives not be friend of Karnak the Killer? Tuan Jim think he can make friend of chief? Get chief help us?
That would be a great break for us, Kolo. But I think it's too good to be true. These fellows are taking us to their village for some special reason. They've been given orders. Otherwise, they'd have disposed of us way back there. These headhunters never take prisoners.
Come to top of hill now, Tuan. Look. Down in valley. Nice village. Many nice huts. Lots natives running out.
Well, Kolo, it won't be long now before we know what's in store for us. Either we meet Karnak, or else we meet some native chief who might be as bad as Karnak. But remember, Kolo, while there's life, there's hope.
In the meantime, there is a great deal of excitement in the radio room at Karnak's headquarters.
That's right, Chief. We're walking down the street and almost run into Shanghai Lil. Quick as a flash, we duck into a doorway until she goes by. Then I hustle Cora off to shadow her while I tear back here to report.
That's the best news we've had yet. Now, if we can get her alone, snatch her off, and hide her, we can soon get this Jungle Jim. At last, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, Chief. Now, what do you want us to do with this dame Shanghai Lil if Cora brings her in, Chief?
Bring her direct to me. Red, downstairs at the bar, knows the way. Contact him. He will come by boat, under the houses, as you do to come to the radio shack. Remember, no rough stuff. Handle her gently, as long as she doesn't put up any resistance.
Okay, Chief, okay. Leave it to me.
What's that?
Somebody down below signaling, Chief. Maybe Red coming with the good news. Will you hold on, Chief? I'll see.
Okay, put out your lights first.
Right, Chief.
Pagoan?
Pagoan, reporting. 87. Red.
Number 87. Okay, Red, come in.
It's Red. 87, Chief.
Very good. Put him up.
Okay, Red. The Chief's waiting. Shoot. I hope it's good news.
Is it? Get this. 87 reporting, Chief. Just received a message from Cora.
Very good. Let's have it.
Cora followed Shanghai Lil to the governor's place. She's in there with the governor. Cora sent a message to have a car parked up the road a little way from the side gate on the north side. Then when the dame comes out, he's going to stick her up. The car's for a fast getaway.
All right, 87. Take number 5 with you. Get the big touring car with the curtains on it. Be ready just as near the gate as you can. As soon as Cora has the girl, drive up, hustle them in, and get away. Now, don't muff this. or else there'll be some new faces downstairs. Deliver her to me in person.
Don't worry, Chief. There won't be no slip-up. If Koa gets her outside that gate, she's ours.
Good. I'll be waiting for you. And remember, no rough stuff unless she tries her getaway. Then knock her out. But no shooting, remember. Get going. That's all.
Okay, come on, Red. Let's go.
Okay.
We ain't got no time to stall. We can't muff this. We gotta deliver Shanghai Lil.
Completely unaware of the impending danger, we find Shanghai Lil in the office of the governor of the Paguan Islands.
I can't tell you how glad I am to see you alive and well, Mr. Vril. Especially after the tragic news of Major Breed's death.
Yes, Your Excellency. I read it an hour ago and lost no time in getting here to get all the details. Oh, it upset me terribly, and it was all I could do to control myself. One of Carnac's men read it to me in the cafe where I've been working.
The loss of Major Breeze is the most serious blow that has been struck at our cause here. But it has made me all the more determined to end this reign of terrorism without delay.
Well, as much as I hate to appear pessimistic, Governor, I'm afraid we still have a long, hard fight ahead of us. The murder of Major Breeze proves we're dealing with a powerful, ruthless killer who's very sure of himself. Why, he must know that the murder of a high-ranking officer in the Military Intelligence Corps will bring the entire resources of the American Armed Forces against him. Yet he's willing to take that risk.
I realize that, Mr. Vril. But we've got to do away with the precautionary delay and take action. Armed action. Wipe out this killer and show no mercy.
I know that such action appears necessary now, especially in the face of the apparent failure of Jungle Jim's plan to uncover Carnac and his crew by other methods.
That's just it, Mr. Vril. Where is Jungle Jim Bradley? What's he doing? After all, it's 5 weeks now since he left. We've had no word whatsoever. How do we know he hasn't met the same fate as Major Breeze? Or perhaps been killed by headhunters and left in the unexplored jungle of the hill country?
I'll admit I've no reason for saying this, except for my own intuition. But I'm sure Jungle Jim is alive and well. Small comfort to say no news is good news, Governor, but let's consider that and wait a little while longer. He promised a report at the end of 6 weeks. Still has a few days' grace left. Any violent action you may take now might upset all the work he's accomplished.
Yes, yes, I understand all that. But I don't know how I can explain the delay to my superiors, Mr. Vril, unless we get immediate action. The State Department will be after my head. Situation looks bad. Very bad. No word from Jungle Jim. Major Breeze dead.
Oh,
and
if I could only locate Koa, Major Breeze's ex-servant.
Yes, yes. You haven't been able to trace him to anyone at that cafe, have
no.
you?
No. You know, I'm sure that place is a front for Carnac's headquarters. But beyond that, I've not been able to find out a thing. I've successfully won the confidence of Carnac's man in charge. But they keep a very close watch on everyone and everything. I have to be careful. Why, one bad break down there and my life wouldn't be worth a plugged nickel.
Now there, Mr. Vril, you see, you have it again. Delay and then caution and delay again, but no definite action. Why, a company of Marines, a sudden raid, if we strike quickly...
And you'd get nothing. Well, remember, that cafe is only a front. Oh, please, let us work this thing out in our own way. At least until the end of this week. The 6 weeks' time allotted to us. I'm sure something will break for us by then, Governor.
Very well, Mr. Vril. I'll wait until the end of this week. I'll keep my word to give you 6 weeks.
Thank you, Governor. I'm sure you won't regret it.
I hope you're right. Remember, there's only 4 days more.
Very well. Now I'll be running along. I'll see you again on Saturday, Governor.
Yes. Goodbye, Mr. Vril, and good luck.
Thanks, Governor. Something seems to tell me I'm going to need it.
And there's more truth than poetry in that remark, for little does Shanghai Lil know that all this time the murderous Koa has been waiting patiently for her return, and just as she reaches the end of the long gravel path and turns to go through the gate...
Don't scream. I shoot.
Oh.
Don't stop. Walk.
Well, Koa... Well, this is a surprise.
Don't stop. Walk. One bad move, Cor, shoot, you dead.
All right, you just tell me where you want me to go, and I'll go. But be sure your trigger finger doesn't get nervous and press too hard. Where are we going?
Cor, no. You walk. No talk. No make sign. Just walk.
All right, Cor. Don't worry. You win. That is, for the moment. But you're a darn fool. The army will get you for this.
No talk. Keep shut up. Cor, shoot.
Okay. Okay, I'm shut.
Well, babe, I guess we got it this time.
Well, this was awfully nice of you, Red, to pick me up. I was afraid I was in for a long walk, and I hate walking, especially with something like Koa here for an escort.
Save those wisecracks, sister. You're going to need them.
Hmm?
Smart little gal, huh? Thought you were fooling somebody. Well, you just fooled yourself, kid. You did a pretty good job of talking yourself into this. Now, let's see you talk yourself out.
Oh, now, Red, don't be so tough. Why, you and I were getting along so nice. Really, I was beginning to like you.
Yeah, that's swell. You can leave me your insurance, kid. You know, something seems to tell me they're going to cash in on your policy.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Red. A fortune teller told me I was going to live to be 90 and have 24 grandchildren. And you wouldn't want to spoil such a nice old age.
Listen, sister, you'd better try whistling to keep up your nerve. That line of chatter ain't doing so well for you.
Well, Red, I hope you didn't think you were scaring me with all this. Hey, I've been in tighter jams than this.
Listen, sister, you ain't in this one yet. Wait till you get a little load of the party the chief's prepared for you. You know, he has the most original ideas.
Will Shanghai Lil be a prey to the merciless torture of Karnak the Killer? And what of Jungle Jim? Will the native chief be friendly and offer Jim help against Karnak? Or is Jim in a village of ferocious headhunters who fight against the domination of all white men? Don't miss next week's episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim over this station. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Follow your favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenyama Kid, the Little King, plus the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in the full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Our thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.